오늘은 우리 교회 개척 36주년 기념 주일입니다.
This is the today is the 36th anniversary of church opening, and let us give all thanks and glory to God the Father.
오직 믿음으로 순종으로 만민을 이끌어 오시고 우리를 변화시켜 주셔서
Our faith has been letting us change only with faith. We miss him, especially on this day. And we'd like to express our gratitude for his guidance. Today, we'll talk about the beginning, the past, today and the future of Manmin Central Church. So, thinking about all this past, present and future, we will keep going forward. We can see that we've been marching on only with faith. And until we meet the Lord again, we'll only march on only with faith. With faith, you will just obey the will of God and not compromise and give up because of the reality. If you really have faith, for believers, faith is the most basic. You know, one can easily say, I believe in God, I believe there's heaven and hell, I believe God will give us blessings. But faith is not just profession. If you really have faith, you have to show the evidence of your faith. Just as in today's reading passage, it has to be realized, actualized. Even though in reality it looks impossible, but by the power of God, it can be made possible at any moment. And if you have this kind of faith, will you worry and be concerned? If you really have faith, despite the difficult situations, you will not regret, you will not worry, but you will only give thanks and rejoice because we believe in God. So faith is not something you can easily say, I have faith. You shouldn't complain to God saying after praying that, oh, I prayed with faith and how come I didn't get any answer? And just because you didn't receive the answer, if you cool down in your faith, it means you didn't have faith in the first place. So to have faith, you actually gotta obey the word of God, the will of God, and choose what is pleasing in the sight of God. So everything about this church, when the shepherd was ministering this church, he's been always quoting Mark 9:23, and Jesus said to him, if you can, all things are possible to him who believes. And about faith, he says, God can't do anything before faith. And he is happy, saying that God is also happy. In this world, there are so many con men, so many broken promises. But that's not the case with God. That is why we say God is faithful. He fulfills what he says. He does what he says. And just as he said, it'll be done as you have believed. So when we ask with faith, it'll be given. So that's the history of Manmin proves this fact. Senior pastor was in his sickbed. No medicine could help him. But God met him and healed him of all his diseases. At once. Since then, he loved God first and foremost of all. And also, so God loved him too, and God called him as a servant, pastor, to be a pastor. He had been sick for 7 long years, and he had taken so many strong medicines, and he didn't have any memory And at that age, it was really difficult to harbor the thought of becoming a pastor. Also, he had a lot of debt. So he and his wife, Mrs. Lee, president, both of them had to work. And even with the income earned by the two, they could barely pay off the interest and not the capital, not the debt itself. And if he went to the seminary, theological college, Mrs. Lee had to earn the living by herself. They were both working and barely paying off the interest. And so with the income from the husband gone, how would they be able to make a living, make ends meet? And it wasn't the only case. It wasn't everything. They had to raise three daughters, and senior pastor, he had to go to the theological college. He had to pay for the tuition, for the books. So on top of the living expenses, he had to pay for the tuition and so much more. So now, in this situation, the wife by herself had to earn the living. So in physical sense, it was almost impossible. But even in that difficult situation, senior pastor just faithfully believed the promise of God given to him. At that time, God explained to him. God said, when he gave him the calling to be a pastor, at that time, they had this little shop, and the house was connected to it. And they didn't even have a bathroom, separate bathroom. So senior pastor and Mrs. Lee, they prayed in the shop from the midnight. Sometimes they went to the church, but when it wasn't allowed, they prayed in the shop. All night prayers. And one night they heard a voice of God. The sound like many waters, saying, "My servant whom I have chosen since before the ages, I defined you for 3 years and now equip yourself with the word for 3 more years. I will use you. You will cross the mountains, rivers, and seas to preach the gospel. And I will be with you, and you will become my servant to show to all nations by signs and wonders that I am the living God. I have chosen you since before the ages, and since you were in the womb of your mother, I kept you with my blazing eyes and guided you myself until this moment. Your wife can take care of your shop, and now you begin the way to becoming my servant. You will earn more than when both of you were working together. The money in your money box will never run out, and your rice pot will never be empty, but will always overflow. You'll be helping the needy. It is God who put you down to the lowest place. It is also God who guided you until now, and He will guide you from now on too. You will be able to understand why I put you in the lowest place. With my power, I will lift you up to the highest position. You love me first and more than your parents, your children, and even your wife. You loved me only. Therefore, I will give you back, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, and 100 times more." And hearing his voice, they were overjoyed. They received the word of God, but the reality didn't change. They were still having a hard time paying off the interest every month, and they needed more money. But there was no hope in reality. But they received the word of God with joy and happiness. And Mrs. Lee, she didn't hear it herself, but she could feel the inspiration. And senior pastor, he heard the voice of God, and he must have spoken about, explained to his wife, Mrs. Lee, right away. So they were not worried about their living. But Mrs. Lee, she promised that she would support with all her best because she also believed the word of God faithfully. So at that time, it was May. So academic year starts from March, so he couldn't join the college right away. So since then, he concentrated on word and prayer and prepared to join the theological college. And the next year, he entered theological college at the age of 37. And she could get in. He could get in only by the help of God, because he had to take the entrance exam. So he had to take English, so many other subjects, and he lost memory, and it wasn't easy for him to study. But also, but even for that part, God prepared everything. And of course, you already know all the details. So those who are not aware, who are not familiar, you can read the testimony and memoirs of the senior pastor. So this way, by the help of God, he joined the theological college, and the shop was taken care of by Mrs. Lee. And he only concentrated on the Word of God and prayer. And surprisingly, just as God said, it was fulfilled. Before God told him to go the way of a pastor, senior pastor was keeping the shop, and Mrs. Lee was selling. She was doing a sales. She was a saleswoman. So now, Mrs. Lee came to keep the shop, and senior pastor just concentrated on the Word of God and prayer. And as God said, just from the shop, the income increased so much that they could pay off not only the interest, but also the loan, the debts themselves. So by the blessing of God, they could pay off all the debt within just a couple of years. Because they obey the Word of God completely, they could see the result of it, the result of the faith. So faith is accompanied by obedience. You know, faith without deeds is dead. You say God is almighty, but you do whatever you want. That is not faith. If you really have faith, you will obey God's will. You will obey God's word. And obeying God's word, in physical sense, it's difficult. But if you have faith, you obey anyway. So when this obedience is to show your faith before God. So God will acknowledge you for having faith, so that God can say, I can now bless you. Senior pastor was showing his faith, obeying all the time. And even after the opening of the church, even more so. When he was teaching us family members, he always thought about love, loving God first and foremost of all. And then he asked us many times, when we were little children, quite frequently, I think, who do you love the most? He would ask us. And because we were very young, we didn't really contemplate on who we really love, look into our heart. We didn't have intelligent power to think about all those things. But we knew what the senior pastor wanted, what kind of answer he wanted. The answer is that we have to love God first. We love God first. He's happy with that answer. If the children love the parents, they will do what is pleasing the parents. So, because we knew what kind of answer would please him, we didn't really think about who we love, but we knew that we had to say God first. And then he says, who asks, and next, then we say, Lord. Then he continues to ask, and then who? Then you, Dad. So this is the 100th point. And then He was not just happy to hear the answers, but he would explain once again why we have to love God first. And God, because it is not something hard, but God loved us first. He showed us so much love to us. And he would elaborate on it. And because his life, Mrs. Lee's life, they were setting the example of loving God first. They were not just teaching, but they were setting the example in their lives so we could follow their footsteps. So even before the opening of the church, after the opening of the church, and during the seminary college, theological college, and after the opening, he's been always teaching us the same. Of course, now we are all grown ups and we are living that life, so he wouldn't ask us that anymore, any longer. But we know what pleases him is to love God first. So we love God first, and we have this good cycle. So we love God first, and the evidence of loving God first is to please God with faith through obedience. And that's the kind of life he has been living. When he was preparing to open the church, there were some stories there were some events that I remember. At that time, of course, they were not financially so well off. And yet they could pay off so much amount of debt within a short period of time. And to the church, in the church they were attending, they were giving the most amount of offerings in the church. And also, they were diligently helping the needy, serving the neighbor, and all those acts were the beginning of the charitable work that we are doing here in Manmin Church today. The charitable work has been going on, continuously going on since then, up until this day. And that love stays the same. Especially toward the end of 70s, early 80s, Korea was not a rich country. So if one of the neighbors shared some food with each other, they would be so thankful. Nowadays, the neighbors wouldn't like it so much. You know, they are not so happy about sharing food with each other, and because there is so much distrust. But then it wasn't like that. So they were always, so in our house, we always had so many guests, theological students. They were talking about the Bible. And also, Mrs. Lee, she would prepare cold noodles during hot summer and share with the neighbors and spread the gospel to them. And there were some of the mothers who had little babies, and I would babysit those little babies. I was a little child also. I was maybe six or seven. But I would babysit these little babies. Because the mothers, they would be happy if somebody helps them, you know, babysit. So, also Mrs. Lee would help them always babysit to be able to preach the gospel to them. So she would always, she would first say, you know, the baby is so beautiful, so pretty, and then when invite them to the house, and when they come, she would help them with the babysitting, and also share the food she made together, and should preach the gospel to them, spread the gospel to them. So they would listen. Most of it was to preach the gospel, but of course, basically, fundamentally, it was out of love, because they were in need. Sometimes she would go to the families where they had problems and visit them every day for 1 week, one whole week, or for a month to solve their problems. She would pray together with them. So she brought about a lot of revival in the church, a lot of growth in the church she was attending, they were attending. One time, because we were going to a small church, there were some praise competition. So it was rather than individuals singing in competition, but it was more of a family event. Then we wouldn't miss the chance. So we'd apply and prepare and practice. Senior pastor let all five of us stand in a line. No, it wasn't just the standing and singing. No, not something like that. Sometimes he would make us do some hand motions. Sometimes he would let us sing with some musical instruments, like tambourines, castanets. And that is, I believe that is the beginning of the Nisi Orchestra. Because he was always giving to God everything from the heart. At that time, we didn't have any good, expensive instruments. So we just had like triangle or tambourine, castanets, which were cheap and not expensive and something that we used in the school too. So every time we used the instruments and so every time we would win a prize for trying and for popularity, because we were always giving happiness and joy to the church members. And because we were pleasing God. You know, senior pastors are always thinking about the ways to please God. As in Psalms, you know, we could praise God with all the instruments possible, but so we praised Him with the musical instruments that we could get. And so that's how we praised God. So senior pastor prepared for the opening. And whenever we had a family worship service, although we were very young, preschool even, and before the opening of the church, senior pastor would let us pray for the opening of the church. And when Mrs. Lee was playing with us, she would say, let us draw the sanctuary that we'd build. So we would draw the church building. And what would the name be? Economically, financially, we were not in a good shape, but we had faith and hope and happiness in our heart, overflowing. So that's how we prepared, a senior pastor prepared for the opening of the church. And also, Mrs. Lee helped him with prayers. And finally, on July 25th, 1982, even before the building was completed, we had the first service, opening service. It was only by faith. You've heard about it so many times. 13 members, including a little baby, including all three of us, all three daughters. So 9 grown-up members and a baby and three of us. And it was practically, virtually out of nothing. Senior pastor had only 7,000 won, $7, about $5, $6. Senior pastor joined the theological college in obedience to the word of God, and Mrs. Lee, she earned a lot of money to pay off all the debt. And how come they had only $7 remaining? They didn't even have their money to get the place. And how come they had only $7 remaining? Of course, it is explaining that my life, my faith, tasting eternal life before death. But let me explain once again. So, the shop was full of customers. The environment was not good. The interior was not good. But God sent so many customers anyway. So for 3-4 years, they paid off all the debt. And from the church, in the church that they were attending, they were number one or number two in the amount of offerings. And they were helping the needy. And how come they had only $7 left? When in the year of the opening, 1982, from March 1982, all the customers stopped coming. It was the providence of God to create this kind of a wonderful testimony that it started out of nothing. And if God kept on blessing them, they could have had opened the church with so much money, so much resources, but they didn't have anything. Even they didn't save any money, you know. They didn't get a house of their own or anything like that. They didn't have the ledger to do that. They had to pay off the debt and they were giving offerings to God. So they were preparing to get the money to open the church, but the customers stopped coming completely. So they couldn't pay off the rent. So they had to subtract it from the deposit. So after all the deposit was gone, paying off all the rent and everything, bills and everything, they had only $7. So how did they get the place for church? It was also provided by the Senior Deaconess Eja An by the grace of God, by the blessing of God. So she could prepare it. She didn't have anything either, but it was also by the great work of God. You know, none of the family members helped him financially. No financial help from any other person, but without having anything. The remaining amount was $7. But still, the church opened anyway. The blessing that they had been receiving stopped from March the same year. And then after paying off everything for the bills and living expenses and everything, they had only $7 left. And God blessed a certain member in a very mysterious way to be able to get the place for the church. And they didn't have so many equipment or facilities. It is not really a podium. You know, they had only that kind of a little pulpit. And those letters, opening service, a senior pastor must have done it himself. Because they didn't have any church workers. They didn't have any piano or anything in the sanctuary. They didn't have a podium. And yet they offered this opening service. And then they prayed for microphone, pianos, telephones, and everything. All the facilities. He only prayed with faith to get all these things. He didn't get everything ready, but every time he started with nothing, and every time he needed something, he prayed. Whatever was the most necessary every week, maybe a telephone. Then he prayed, and maybe it was offered by a certain member or a guest who was healed in the church, another believer of another church. So this way, one by one, God filled all the sanctuary with all the equipment. So senior pastor says, you just begin with, he says to the pastors who are preparing to open a church, you don't have to get everything ready beforehand. You can start with from the nothing start and get everything by faith. So that's the kind of ministry that he has been leading. So by the blessing of God, and only with faith, senior pastor has been ministering this church. And we can now talk about it with pride. So it started off with faith, and senior pastor marched on only with faith. He did all the things that could be done only by faith. And after some things were accomplished, his faith didn't change, saying, oh, I can do it myself now. Because his power is so great, or maybe my power, the power I'm showing is so great that I don't have to ask God anymore. He never said that. He never thought that way. Then and now, he always seeks God's will. He always asks God what the will of God is, and he only obeys the will of God. Church revival, showing signs and wonders. He only sought the will of God, asked God's power from above. So we have to think about faith carefully. Your faith is not just to pray, saying we pray with faith. We can receive the answer only when we pray, along with living by the Word of God. On this day, we think about faith. So what is faith? We think about it. We think about the faith of the shepherd. So let us also think about our faith. Why isn't there any answer, even though I prayed with faith? You know, just praying doesn't mean you have faith. If you prayed in a certain way, you have to live in the same way that you prayed. You have to live by the word of God. You have to keep the commandments of God. This is true faith. Psalm 66 verse 18 says, if I regard wickedness in my heart, the Lord will not hear. You pray, but you still commit sins. You harbor evil, wickedness in your heart. Then God will say you don't have faith. Your prayers are not answered. But in case of our senior pastor, he received all the answers to all his prayers, even to amazing things, seemingly impossible things. We cannot possibly know everything that he's been praying for. But anyway, in the history of Manmin, sometimes the workers, they couldn't catch up with the faith of the shepherd. Because he believes in God completely, but the workers, church workers, they couldn't. So sometimes the workers, they couldn't understand him. Because he was only acting with faith, even though there were so many difficulties in reality. But the final result is that he was guaranteed by God. He received the answers. You know, if you have sins, if you have some qualms of conscience, you can't really be comfortable before God. So you can't really receive the answers to your prayers. So by answering to all his prayers, God is guaranteeing and attesting to the faith of the senior pastor. And senior pastor has been accomplishing the things that were completely impossible by human strength. And what did he pray for? He only prayed for the providence of God to be fulfilled. He didn't pray for anything of his personal gain. He only sought the will of glory of God. It was a long time ago, probably when I was a teen, in my teens. Senior pastor said, I always pray for the family every day. So I was very happy to hear it. And I was wondering, what? He said he would call out the names of the family members to pray for them every day. So what would he pray for me? And then I would pray the same thing. So I asked him, or he just explained it to me, or I'm not sure. And I pray for you family members with calling out your names. And he would just call out, Father God, Press Center President, Sujin Lee, Myeongli, and Myeongli, please protect them and take care of them. That was it. So I was kind of disappointed. There was no detail to, he would just commit everybody to God. And then soon, immediately, the Holy Spirit gave me the realization that he was asking for everything. Suppose if he was praying that these daughters were going to be, I want them to be a pastor, give them wisdom and understanding, then he was asking only for those things. But he committed them into God's hands completely, so God would take care of us completely in all matters, in all things and in all aspects. And then he would pray for the kingdom of God. He would pray for the church members, for those who are having hard times or health problems. And for his own family members, he didn't have anything to pray for. And what would God say? You are a true shepherd. You pray for your shepherd, your flock. With tears, you pray for the kingdom of God every day with tears. But you don't really pray for your own family members, other than committing all of them to me, completely. So my disappointment, momentary disappointment, changed into gratitude. He didn't pray for my fame or wealth or anything, but he has been praying for the kingdom of God and the souls. So he only prayed for the power of God to show signs and wonders, to preach the gospel, and especially at this generation where it is very hard to find faith, he was praying that they would experience the power of God so that they could have faith. As I mentioned earlier, you shouldn't just think, oh, that's what he did. But he chose such a difficult way with his love for the souls. And God knows, with so much tremendous love for the souls, he prayed in this way. The Bible also says, Jesus also said, it'll be difficult to find faith on this earth. Even after seeing signs and wonders, they don't really want to believe in God. They refuse to believe in God. And when they have a sickness, incurable diseases, sometimes they don't really believe it, but because other people suggest it so much, they just kind of reluctantly come to a church. But all these things, all the answers, they are given by the prayers of the senior pastor. He has expanded this space of justice. You know, in the Bible, you can see you have to come with faith to receive the answer. Even before Jesus, Jesus saw the faith in them and healed them and gave answers to them. You can receive the answer only with faith. Nevertheless, it's rarity to find anybody who has really true faith. They have so much evil in them. So knowing this heart of humankind, so the pastor prayed that the space of justice would be expanded, that even if they come without faith, just by coming, Father God, please consider them that they have faith and answer to them so that they can receive the answer first and then accept the Lord and then lead a Christian life. You know, the faith that they show is too little to receive any answer. But the remaining justice was already filled up by the senior pastor, by his prayers. And he didn't just pray, but he actually filled up all the measures of justice, even up until this day, with tears and sufferings and everything. And you see that in reality, in your everyday life. There are sometimes unconscious people. They themselves, they don't have faith, but the parents, the family members, They can pray for them. They pray for them. But even these family members, they have weak faith. So they ask for the prayer of senior pastor. Senior pastor, he doesn't have any physical relationship. They're not even mommy members sometimes. But because he filled up the measure of justice, even though they are not mommy members or even unbelievers, when he prays for them, sometimes they receive the answers. Sometimes they are not even their family members, but they're just their friends, acquaintances. And when they ask for a prayer of senior pastor for them, they receive the answers. So the space of the shepherd has expanded until this happened. We have to think about how much tears and effort and sufferings senior pastor had to go through. And God was pleased with all these efforts of senior pastor, and he answered all his prayers. And from the year 2000, God began to show such tremendous power through overseas crusades from the year 2000. When so many people gathered, even though they were not really Christians, they were healed, they received answers through the prayer of the senior pastor. Even though they were not, he didn't pray on them personally. These overseas crusades were amazing events, not just because so many people gathered, but also mostly because senior pastor, he didn't pray for the people individually. He just prayed from the podium. But so many people from the crowd, they were healed and gave testimony. This is unprecedented. Even in the history of Christianity, this began in Manmin. You know, the preachers, they would lay their hands on the individually on sick people, and still they wouldn't be so many people who are healed, but just by praying from the podium, so many people received the healing. The pains were gone. They didn't have any strength, but the strength was given. Those who were on crutches or wheelchairs, they stood up and they threw away crutches, and strength was given in their legs, and they began to walk and even leap. And those who were around them, they were happy, especially in African countries. They were overjoyed, and they would carry the wheelchairs themselves. Not because somebody told them to or forced them to. They would come with their wheelchairs. So because they were so happy, they were not the sick people themselves, but those who are with them. They were so happy that they would carry the wheelchairs. And this is the kind of work that was manifested through our shepherd. Just by praying from the pulpit, the deaf came to hear, the mute came to speak, the blind came to see. All these things were live broadcast through satellite. And even those who were watching it on TV, they were healed. So it was broadcast to more than 220 countries live. And those who are sick, when they receive the prayer, just by receiving the prayer on TV, they were healed. They experienced the power of God. And that was what happened during the 2000s. And even these overseas crusades were done only by faith of the shepherd who relied on God alone. Sometimes we were not aware such a country existed. We didn't really know there was this country called Uganda. And also Honduras, we were not so familiar with that country. And then we became quite familiar with that country now. So through the overseas crusades, you prayed together, you gave missionary offerings together. So you helped him accomplish all this providence of God. But actually, they were mostly done by the faith of the shepherd. In some countries, they were persecuting Christianity, and there were threats of terrorism, but Senior Pastor, he wasn't afraid at all. Without any worries or concerns, he just went by believing in God. And as he believed, there was tremendous, abundant fruit. And also, we can think about the money. We didn't have enough money to do overseas crusades. And we needed a lot of money to do those crusades. And Senior Pastor never asked for the offerings on the pulpit. He just prayed with faith, with tears before God, and he mobilized so many people from other countries who were healed by his prayer. And also, he moved the heart of the church members to voluntarily give missionary offerings, understanding that it is to fulfill the will of God. So when the shepherd was acting with faith, God was pleased, and in every overseas crusade, he showed his glory tremendously and blessed us so much. And he made known Manmin Church and Senior Pastor. But the Senior Pastor, he only gave glory to God. He never said, I did this, I did that. I prayed so much with tears, and then God blessed me this way. He never explained any of those things. He only marched on with faith, and he only showed to us the faith side of it. He never talked about difficult things of the reality. And we know that's what he has been doing. And also you participated with faith, and you also received blessings together by participating with the prayers and missionary offerings in the overseas crusades in the 2000s. We received blessings together, our soul's prosperity too. And when we followed the way of faith of the shepherd, we received the blessings together. So one of the important things in the ministry of Manmin is the change of the souls. Just because the church grew outwardly, our shepherd didn't stop. He wanted to make true children of God who didn't have any lingering attachment to the world, who would circumcise their heart and become holy. So for this, he had to go through so much. He had to take up so much sacrifice. And he actually gave his life for this. Knowing that there were sins, and even though they experienced a lot of grace of God, they still committed so many sins leading to death. And on behalf of them, he, Senior Pastor, clung to God like a sinner, in the place of a sinner, to bring down forgiveness for them. And so this way he is obeying the command of God, who told him to fill up New Jerusalem. So for this past 36 years, everything was faith. And even from now on as well, we will march on only with faith. Without any rest, we will keep on marching on. Let us more vigorously go on until the glory of God will be shown greatly all over the world. Let us not grow weary, but keep on going until we become the citizens of New Jerusalem. And to Manmin, we absolutely need our shepherd. All the march of faith was done by the shepherd. You've been obeying the shepherd, but it is because he has been showing us what faith really is. And There might be some hardships and trials in this world. Sometimes you don't live by the Word of God and cause difficulties upon yourselves. And sometimes you have to go through trials for your spiritual improvement. And sometimes you can't overcome with only your faith, with your faith alone. At those times, who do you think of? Of course, our shepherd. That is why we need the shepherd. Which flock doesn't have a shepherd? Flock is in absolute need of a shepherd. So because we have this shepherd, we've been able to come all this way. Sometimes we lacked a lot of things. We had a disease, sickness, fatal sicknesses. But we thought of the faith of the shepherd. You didn't say, oh, I lack many things, so I gotta be sick. I can't get out of it. But you thought about the faith of the shepherd and you asked for his prayer, so you were set free from your sicknesses. And you received answers to so many kinds of problems that you couldn't solve yourselves. That is why we are in absolute need of our shepherd. If you have a very good relationship with God and receive everything you ask for in prayer, it'd be so favorable. It'd be so good, but that's not the case. Sometimes you don't march on with faith. Sometimes you cause difficulties upon yourselves. But through the intercession of the shepherd who has great faith, you can receive the answer. This is the privilege of the church members who have a pastor who has great faith. That's why we can say we are happy all the time. In the Manmin magazine, the pastor in Argentina, he testified that when he was in his 50s, he had a calcification in kidney, in the bladder, and he had so much pain. And he was a pastor. Maybe he could have prayed for himself, prayed for his own sickness, but he couldn't at the moment. And he was watching Enlace TV, and he was listening to the sermons of the senior pastor, and he received the prayer of the senior pastor. And he relied on the power of the shepherd. He believed that he was a righteous man before God. So he received the prayer with faith. You know, senior pastor didn't lay his hand on him personally, but he received the prayer only on TV from the other side of the earth. And the scar, the cut was gone, the calcification, the stone was gone. Now he is in his 60s. And he still remembers the grace and he's still thankful. We are not idolizing our shepherd, but we are just talking about how God guarantees him, how God attests to him. If you can receive the answer to your prayer with your faith alone, you can do it. And if you pray for others and they are healed, then it's good. But that's not the case when you're not perfect, when your faith is not perfect. When you can't solve your own problem, what do you have to do? If somebody can help you, it's good. Then our shepherd is the one who can always help us. This is very biblical. James 5:16 says, the effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much. So, we are at peace and happiness. In case of Moses, he brought out the sons of Israel from Egypt, and all the sons of Israel could go into Canaan land only thanks to Moses. God said, I will destroy all of them and start all over from Moses. But only through the intercession of Moses, all of them could be saved. They were safely protected even in the wilderness, only thanks to Moses. It wasn't on their account that they could be protected by God. But only because of Moses, one person, God protected them, forgave them, gave them chances again and again. Even the second generation, because they learned from Moses, because they saw the faith of Moses, because they knew God was with Moses, they could obey him, obey his orders, and go into Canaan land. Now, the first generation of Exodus, they sometimes stood against Moses. But so God wouldn't just watch it. Sometimes he appeared in clouds or through some signs. He warned them that they shouldn't be doing so. So what did they do? They would ask Moses to pray so that they would be protected. How ridiculous, what kind of paradox is that? You know, they don't want to obey Moses, so they don't want to listen to him, and they stand up against him. So when they face some difficulties, they ask Moses, please pray for us. We don't want to go before God. We are too afraid to go before God, so you pray for us. And they don't do that just once or twice, but again and again and again. So the first generation of Exodus, they couldn't go into Canaan land. It's only the second generation who faithfully believed in God and were changed by the teachings of Moses. They could go into Canaan land. And we are not like the first generation of Exodus. We believe in God. We believe in the blessings that will be given through the shepherd. So we are spending these days only with faith. And God will be pleased with us. And we believe, certainly believe, that God will be with us. Until now, our shepherd has been changing us with the word of God, word of life. He has helped us have true faith. He has helped us increase our faith. Through so many things, signs and wonders, he has let us be assured of the spiritual realm. And he is harbored with so much love, so that we can also give thanks to the love of the Lord and give thanks to him. He has made us love God first and foremost because he loves us. Senior Pastor loved us with the love of God. Because he has loved us with the love of God, we came to love God even more. Does that mean we don't love God and we only love the shepherd? No. Through his sacrifice, through the sacrifice and love of the shepherd, we came to feel the love of God who is not seen. So look at so many believers. They don't feel the love of God. Most of them. You know, they had a difficult problem, and when they prayed about it with so much fasting and so much effort, and when they received the answer, they feel the love of God. But when they are not, when they are in difficult situations, they don't feel the love of God any longer. But even for us, even in difficulties, we seek the love of God, and we feel the love of God. And this, we were enabled to do that. Thanks to the love and help of the shepherd. Through the help of the shepherd, we came to feel the love of God even more. That didn't let us love the shepherd only and not love God and the Lord. That's not the case. Through his love, we came to love the shepherd and we came to love the Lord and God even more. And he's leading us to the city of New Jerusalem. So that is why we love him. That is why we are in absolute need of the shepherd. There were so many things that we couldn't do by our faith alone, but were made possible by the help of the faith of the shepherd. So we rely on the power and faith of the shepherd. We pray, Father, please don't look at me, but consider the faith of the shepherd and answer to us. Many times I do that too. I was the beginning member of a Sound of Light chorus. So we once participated in the Firestone Broadcasting Company's praise competition, and we won the grand prize, number one. And I sing alto, and at the climax, I really made a big mistake. I stepped in. I sang two beats first. And all church members, they prayed that we would win the grand prize. And if we wouldn't win because of me, of course, you know, everybody was good. Everybody else was good. So my mistake would have impacted it so much. And after that, I prayed that please consider our senior pastor and let the judges not hear my mistake, not know about my mistake. And it was the biggest event in the Christian community at that time. And the senior pastor and Mrs. Lee were on a pilgrimage because the church, they always go on a pilgrimage in May and June. And usually the parents, you know, if your children are competing, participating in a competition, how can both the parents go away? But that's what they did. So that's why I prayed, Father God, I don't have my parents with me. I'm here in this big event. So because my parents love God so much, they dedicate all themselves for the kingdom of God. So please consider their work and please let us win. I really earnestly prayed. As soon as I was coming out, anyway, we won the grand prize. But when I listened to that recording again, the mistake was clear. But anyway, sometimes when you are in a difficult situation, you receive blessings by relying on the power of the shepherd. There are so many blessings given to us, to so many members, so many testimonies. I've prepared some of the testimonies to introduce to you, but because of time limit, I'm not going to get into them. But you know, you hear the testimonies every week, so many testimonies every week. So please let us remember all those blessings that we have received. And let us give thanks to God the Father, and also give thanks to the shepherd. Thanks to the shepherd, we've been blessed. We've been protected by God. So let us be able to offer more gratitude on this special day and throughout the week. Let me conclude the message. On this 36th anniversary of church opening, we've looked back into the history of Manmin. Manmin has been marching on only with faith, and we are in absolute need of the shepherd. And Manmin is you. Manmin is the shepherd. And also, Manmin is you. Each of you have gathered to form this Manmin Church. And you are the ones who will fulfill the providence of God through Manmin. So you can remember the attitude, the acts of faith of the shepherd, and you can just follow his example, how he's been giving thanks and rejoicing in all, even in difficult situations. And when he did that, all the difficulties turned into blessings. So he only looked up to God with faith, and he only thought about the ways to please God. So we should do the same. Even in any kind of a hardship or trial, we should march on only with faith, so that we can become spiritual warriors who will accomplish world evangelism. And with the complete trust and obedience, we can be one with the shepherd and going to near Jerusalem. 1 Peter 1:7 says, so that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Let this blessing fall upon all of you. Let us long for the blessings and answers that God has in store for us and spend this week with happiness. Let us pray together, thinking about the message.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and internet all over the world. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues, and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them, Father, from any kind of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's disease, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from the polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes. Let the deaf come to hear and let the mute begin to speak. Heal accidents after effects. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Bless them to conceive a baby. Father, please give them blessing to conceive a baby. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their homes and business, and their work with the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they may do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I have met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.